Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2014 Cannes Film Festival, and I'm with Abderrahmane Sissako, the director of Timbuktu, which is in the main competition at this festival. So at the centre of Timbuktu lies a story about a man whose quiet life is spoiled by an accidental murder and the law of the new Islam extremist rulers. But what I found very impressive and distinctive in this film is the stylistic choices and also the rhythm of the film. So can you tell us a little bit about your stylistic choices?
Pour moi, faire un film, c'est douter.
I think that in order to make a film, you need to have a doubt. I need to start from the doubt that normally characterizes an intimate conviction that you have. You might have your conviction, but you're always doubtful. And you need, I think that cinema is to show doubt and not to tell truth. There is no truth. We can only pretend that there is a truth. And in this pretension of truth, of course, we have the values that we want to defend and to protect. They are human values and universal values. The cinema I make, the films I make, are close to the cinema that I love, therefore close to the education that I have and my vision of life. And this idea of cinema is an open invitation. An invitation to travel, to make a journey together, and an invitation to share the freedom of the character that I portray on screen, because cinema is sharing, is just giving and taking on the other side. And like I was saying yesterday at the press conference, if cinema is a language, it means that it's a language that each of us is able to speak with our own accent that can change depending on our education, on our world, and also on what we miss, on what we wish to have and we don't have. And whenever we cry, we are showing the permanent state of fragility that we are in. But throughout the fragility that we all share, we are able to have the doubts that then generate films and other expressions.
Et qui te permet de finalement de douter, comme je disais au départ.
And how important is the quality of your images in this film and your other works?
Non, je pense que c'est loin d'être une question superficielle. Non, c'est une question.
It's not a superficial question. It's a very important one. When I started studying cinema in Moscow, the first lesson I remember reading a text about cinema. When where it was said that cinema is something that first you see and then you hear, and therefore the image, the photography is the essential element of the art of filmmaking. The image and therefore the frame, the shot, the frame must be an invitation once again, an open window onto something. And this is the reason why in our taste we don't like American films, because these windows don't seem to be opening and they are not an invitation. Therefore, we must be very careful about the image, the visual of a film, but the same image, and I'm always very careful about that, must not be too beautiful or too artifact. It has to be, because otherwise it runs the risk of, you know, killing your narration. What you want to say doesn't have to be overbearing over the images, and it can distract the people. So I'm always very careful about having a beautiful photography, but not too sophisticated, just to avoid that.
Do you think there's hope in your film?
I think that every act of cinema is an act of hope. Always, every film is an act of hope. And although you might portray a dramatic situation like I do in my film, this does not mean that there's no hope, because hope is in mankind, in the fact that each of us have that positive side, that hopeful side, even if in the GR people. Although my film is not characterized as being hopeful, I think that there is still hope. You can ban music You can ban music being played publicly or even privately in houses, but you can never ban the music that you're able to make in your own mind and to play to yourself. You can ban soccer playing, but you cannot prevent a choreography of a soccer game without a ball. This is what is hope in the choreography of life that each of us is able to draw up and to generate. And also another aspect of hope is in the fact that those who are supposed to ban things like music are in fact eager to listen to it. While they walk around looking for the source of music, they want to listen to it. And that's hope, because it means that they still love it.
And I guess another reason to believe that there's hope in the film is that it doesn't deny its viewer the delight of a sense of humor. And, you know, you also use satire.
Before answering to your question, let me just conclude on hope, that I think it's a very important subject. In order for hope to exist in a film, it has to be very rare. It has to be a very small percentage for us to believe in it. But coming to your question about humor, I think that it's quite similar to a conflict situation. Let's take it, since we all know very well the situation of fighting, of conflict between a man and a woman, in a couple. When we yell, we are hardly able to listen to each other. We don't seem to be able to lend our ear as long as our voices are loud. But when you start lowering your voice and you're whispering to each other, then you are able to be willing to listen what the other has to say. And this is humor. Humor is like a whisper. It's like when you open a window, you also need to open a door. And humor is that door, is what allows you, when the situation becomes unbearable, to walk out and then to be able to walk back in. It's just when life is like that, you always need a door to go and to come back. That's
your best in the film. I mean, obviously, this is a film that was that must have been almost dangerous to shoot. So I'm wondering, you know, because of the themes that it deals with, so I'm wondering, what were the problems and difficulties that you encountered while you were making the film?
First difficulty that I had was that initially I thought of shooting the film in Timbuktu when Timbuktu was freed. So I went there for location scouting and everything was ready. But 1 month after my visit, there was a suicide bombing. Three GR people just exploded in their own car. So they were killed together with two people passing by in a German chariot, and that changed, of course, everything, because I could not run the risk of putting a foreign crew in jeopardy in shooting. So I had to change location. So we decided to move from Mali to Mauritania, where we had the support of the state, of the government. It means that the state was able to guarantee the safety of the shoot in terms of avoiding any kidnapping, any hostages, you know, people trying to take you away. But what no state can guarantee against is someone exploding in a car. That would happen on a set, and that was the main difficulty, the main reason for change.
That's it, the difficulty.
Thank you very much, Abderrahman Issako. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.